We're talking about 16 days of activism. It's a day we've been marking in South Africa since 1998. 16 days of activism for no violence against women and children. What does it mean all these years later? Gender-based violence, as I say, is generally a crime perpetrated by men. As such, it is a problem men must address amongst men, with other men, and against the men who commit the acts. We're joined now by veteran actor Silo Makekancube, who is an activist against gender-based violence. Brasilo, always a great pleasure to chat to you. You've shared your story many times about how you yourself are a reformed former abuser.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Bayabongan, and thank you to the listeners. You know, and I'd like to echo what the, you know, the deputy president said this morning. You know, we all working, hang our, you know, our heads in mourning, but also in shame, you know, for gender-based violence, but also in honor and in respect for those taken by COVID-19, you know. But yeah, I have shared my story, you know, in many ways, Bongani. And but also now I just realized it was also important that I realized that it's important that we start engaging even as families and fathers and sons to start discussing these issues. You know, and yeah. I'm doing this 16 days also in honor of my son who basically at the age of 19 awoken me to, I think, my bad mannerisms as well. We don't realize that being a playboy is also some kind of it's actually invisible violence, you know, against women. But also, you know, awoken me to the fact that sometimes being absent fatherhood as well in itself is invisible violence on children, you know. And I want to engage with my sons, and I hope other fathers and their sons will start engaging in these conversations, you know, and to start trying to sow the seeds of behavioral change.
One of the things that's crucial, I mean, you're part of a movement called Mzansi Act Now. One of the things that's crucial is for these conversations to be championed by men, because it's only when the perpetrators see people like themselves that all the ideas they've been taught about what it means to be a man may begin to change.
You know, I mean, we're hoping, you know, that way. I mean, Bongani, you know, and I started, you know, I think in 1998, I wrote a play called Coming, which basically dealt with toxic masculinity, you know, and you realize basically how endemic and also even how entrenched this kind of barking behavior. But, you know, I mean, one of the things that I realized is that, and I think, you know, men, we've got to forgive ourselves because we do all these wrong and bad things because we don't know any better. You know, we are not raised with the awareness of how better we can be. Somehow even our environment is so filled with this, with negativity, you know. And I think if we start engaging at family level,
yeah,
but also at personal level, you know, with our conscience, because that is way, I mean, that is the best in Tungela Barking subs that you can ever have. You know what I mean? So that you restrain yourself from doing a bad thing.
Silo, you know? when is a former abuser fully reformed? I'm asking you the question in light of a recent interview that veteran actor Mbongeni Ngema did on television, in which he's now placing himself, in his words, at the forefront of this new struggle. But without really telling us exactly what it is he was involved in and against whom he is apologizing.
You know, I mean, I would tell you one thing, and I remember, and this I actually did, I was actually in the UK, and I had gone through a certain kind of process, you know, and somehow you need that. And I remember, you know, at a certain point, what I did was I picked up the phone, and it's common knowledge that I've got six children. I'm left with one. My eldest son passed away. But I called all their mothers, and because it really dawned to me that I didn't realize the pain and the hurt that I caused them when I left them, and especially leaving them with kids. you know. And me, myself, having grown, basically been not being raised by my biological father. And you see, like, these are some of the things. And when I give attention to my children, I thought I was doing better than my father. You know what I mean? But you realize, and I mean, with my 19-year-old who passed on, this is what happened, that when I did, you know, I had a very serious conversation with him about issues. And I asked him one question. I said, but then don't you find yourself, you wish that I was always there in your life? And tears welled up in his eyes. And I said, you see, I thought by being just present helps it. But somehow as a parent, you need to be there day in, day out of your child's life until they mature, they get to maturity.
So many aspects to this conversation, Brasilo. Thank you so much for sharing your story. It's not just about violence, he says, philandering, neglecting your children. All of it plays a role in shaping how men's attitudes in particular can damage the women and children around them.